And now the Spiro 105.3 Good News Story of the Day.
Pets are like family. And as my friend Sammy says, sometimes we love them even more than some family members. Sammy is a pug breeder who lives in Roy, and she blessed us with our sweet little puppy, Penny, recently. Well, it's not a surprise. She has such a heart for animals, and she really wanted to do something for those pets down in the California wildfires that are being rescued.
It just makes me just sick and heartbroken looking at all the pictures, and I just wanted to help.
I thought it was beautiful, the picture that you posted with your car packed to the gills.
So full.
Dog food, cat food, blankets.
I couldn't even hit a speed bump. I had to be really careful.
Wow.
It was so full. And like,
you have such a heart for animals, Sammy.
You know, the hardest thing is, like, they've posted a couple of cats and dogs that one was amazing. It was a Siberian Husky. And they posted it as a German Shepherd mix, because his hair was so burnt that you could not tell it was the same dog. But his tags were still on, and the phone number was on his tag. So what they're telling people, you know, is don't give up hope. There's a lot of people that are finding their animals, even some that were even locked inside their houses. I guess firefighters went through and kicked open doors. Some animals were able to escape as the house was burning down.
Well, and that's why the need is great. Where are all these supplies you guys have donated going?
There's a couple of shelters down there, and there's also a couple of places like the fairgrounds. There's like over 700 animals there. So she is going to go down and find out where it's needed the most. There's little stations there where private people, like people that have had their animals with them, but they have nothing left. They have no home. They have nothing. They can't feed their animals. So they're going to be handing out bags of food to them.
Well, we are so grateful for your team and what you guys are doing.
You know, you read Facebook every day and the news, and it's just disheartening to see what America's come to. And then something like this happens, and you see people pull together and help total strangers. I guess it gives you a little hope of what people can still do for each other.